your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Good afternoon, David Britton from the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
It's a very grand introduction, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's worth it. It's worthy. You're worthy of the title.
Yeah, dancing. This thing's my middle name. I'm not telling you what that is.
Well, we would steal your identity if we knew that. Now, David, a new planet has been discovered in our solar system, but it is very, 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 very far away. 18 billion kilometres, in fact.
You've been looking things up.
I have been.
You have. The one thing, though, it's not called a planet.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's called a body.
A body. It's not very big. It's only 500 kilometres across. Is that as big as the moon?
No, the moon's four times bigger than that.
Okay, so it's actually tiny.
So, I mean, it might be a dwarf planet. The problem is it's so far away, you can't really see the edges.
Yeah.
What they did, though, is when it went in front of a star, a very, very distant star, it cast a shadow on the Earth. They can imagine, say, a tennis ball casting a shadow on the Earth. Okay, get the shape on the ground. Imagine you've got something that's 500 kilometres across, but it's more than three times further away from us than Pluto is. Okay.
So again, I'm struggling to see it.
Yes. Well, exactly. You're talking many billions of kilometres, as you said. It is still going to cast a shadow from the star, which is trillions of kilometres away.
Yeah.
And so when that shadow goes across the surface of the Earth, if you place people in the path of that shadow, a bit like an eclipse, you can see that star blink out and then come back as the shadow goes across where you are.
Mm.
And so if you're too far north, say, of where it is, you're not going to see the star blink out. And if you're too far south, the same thing. But in between, it's going to blink out and come back at different times. So using that technique, they think it actually might be either a binary object, in other words, two objects very close together, or two objects that are joined together. Okay, a bit like the comet that Rosetta went to, which is actually two lobes that are joined together. It's one object, but it's constructed from two bits, and it looks like this one might be the same. So it's so far away, though. The orbit is very, very slow, and it's going to take many years before they can even get a really good handle on
what it
on
is.
The orbit and how long it takes to go around the sun. It's just so far away, trailing so incredibly slowly.
Yeah, and it's called Far Out.
That's the nickname they've given it. Out. Yeah,
okay.
Yes, it's just a nickname. I mean, the designation is 2018 VG18. That's what astronomers call it. It could get a proper name later on, but at the moment, its nickname is Far Out.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
All right. Hey, now Rocket Lab has also launched more satellites into orbit for NASA. What's going on there?
That was on Sunday. The launch was delayed a couple of times. So it was a successful launch. Everything went to plan. There were 13 satellites aboard. So they have a special launcher on the top of the rocket, so all the bits fall off, you've got this launcher left, and it's sort of like a spring-loaded sort of system, pings these satellites out away from the launcher itself. When they've all been sent out into released, the launcher itself has a little rocket, and it fires that, and the launcher then is put back and burns up in the atmosphere, so the launcher doesn't stay up there. The only thing that's left up in orbit are the satellites themselves. Everything else are the rockets, the rocket fairing at the top of the nose, and all the rest come back and burnt up and don't stay up in orbit, creating debris. So Rocket Lab have been very keen on achieving that with their launches.
Slightly smaller footprint.
But yeah, yeah.
They've also given...
So, I mean, that's really good, but just remember that last time I talked to you, SpaceX launched a craft that sent 64 satellites into orbit.
Yeah, it's crazy. So much junk up there. Well, hopefully it's doing something good.
Hopefully not junk.
Yeah. And they awarded a scholarship to someone? Someone has received some sort of grant?
Yeah, it's a scholarship. It's actually held annually. This is the second time. Last year was the first time. And it's up to $20,000 for tertiary education fees for up to 4 years of study, with hands-on mentorship from Rocket Lab as well. It's to encourage and support the community around Mahia Peninsula, where their launch complex is.
Yes.
So it's not sort of across the whole country. It's in the local region there. Mm. So year 13 student from Wairoa College.
Awesome.
Maya Mataki-Wilson, she won that, and she'll be starting next year at Auckland University studying engineering.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to go for that from that region, that's every October the application's open.
Okay, keep an eye out for that. Now, NASA's New Horizon, which was shot into space some 12 years ago, and it's flown past Pluto, and now it's flying by Ultima Thule.
Ultima Thule, yeah. After Pluto, they looked for another object. They had three targets, and this is the one that they selected. It's the first time that a spacecraft has flown by an object that was discovered after the spacecraft actually was launched.
Mm.
So that's a first. It'll fly by, as NASA loves to do these things, on the 1st of January. Pretty amazing that they're able to achieve that, given how far it's travelling.
Why do they love to do things on the 1st of January?
Not just the 1st of January. They pick dates like that, or Valentine's Day. And,
I see. Nothing on April Fool's, though. That would be a bit sketchy, wouldn't it?
That's not an official holiday, is it?
I see.
Yeah, no, they haven't done that one yet. So, yeah, it's been past Pluto, so it's going further away. And so it's going to go past what's called a Kuiper Belt object. So this is a lot smaller than Pluto. You're talking about 30 kilometres in size.
Why do they want to look at this thing?
Because there's been no spacecraft that have flown by any other objects out there. I mean, Pluto was the first time any of the objects past Neptune had been looked at up close.
Okay.
And so while they're out there, this is just going to keep on going away from the sun. So the spacecraft's operating fine. So they found... I mean, if it had not worked at Pluto or crashed at Pluto or something, then this wouldn't be happening anyway.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to get too far ahead of themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll go actually much closer to Ultima Thule than it went to Pluto. So even though it's, you know, much, much further away, it's actually going to go... closer to this object than it actually passed by Pluto. So they're pretty confident in their navigation. It's pretty amazing.
Rad. Now, highlights of the year. Highlights of the year, David.
Yeah, you mentioned this last time that we'd have to do this. So I wondered, first of all, if you'd done your list of 35 or not.
Anything, whatever Elon Musk is doing. It's my favourite stuff at the moment. I'm all about that crazy bastard.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got a few. I mean, the Falcon Heavy sending a Tesla car into space was a bit of a headline, really.
There you go.
Parker Solar Probe went whizzing around the sun at over 150,000 kilometres an hour. It'll get faster each time it goes around, so keep an eye out for that one. InSight landed on Mars just recently, and it's already sent back some amazing photographs.
Mm.
The middle of the year, we got close to Mars, but we couldn't see anything because there's a global dust storm through the whole of the close approach.
Mm-hmm.
That dust storm is gone now, but, you know, that's lovely for the craft that are there, the orbiters and the landers and so on, but for us on Earth, it was a bit of an anticlimax, really.
Mm-hmm.
Hayabusa 2, the Japanese spacecraft, is at asteroid Ryugu, and it's already sent a couple of little bouncers down, and it'll be getting a sample in the new year. Well, not directly at the new year, but in next year.
David, I've got a highlight for me.
Yep,
I've just remembered when that like icy thing shot through our solar system and it had the Hawaiian name.
Oh, Moomoo.
Yeah, yes. That was definitely an alien spaceship, so.
Yeah, did you wave?
I did.
Well, you just got to watch carefully just in case they wave back.
So that's the only thing that we've...
Or they might take that as a mark of aggression and we're doomed.
They might. You're right there. That's something that Stephen Hawking has warned about, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh.
Well, not waving, literally, but sending radio signals, yeah. Yes.
You never know how it might be interpreted.
Exactly. Yeah. China sent a probe. It's going to the other side of the moon. It hasn't landed yet.
That's a good one.
Going to do that in the new year. But
are you talking about the dark side of the moon?
No, I didn't say that. I was quite clear.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
That's a good album, though. I'll give
it's
you that.
Probably one of the best. Yep. Fair call. So cool.
Voyager 2, just a couple of weeks ago, got beyond the envelope from the sun. The sun sends out a solar wind, and it finally got... beyond that that solar wind, so it's joined Voyager 1 in being an interstellar space.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it's been quite a big year, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, there's, we had some big missions over the last few years, like New Horizons of Pluto and the Rosetta mission of the comet, Dawn going to the dwarf planet Ceres and so on. But, I mean, there's still plenty of missions going on.
Yes.
It's hopefully will continue, and other countries are joining as well. I mean, I should have mentioned, I guess, the spacecraft that India sent to Mars, and there'll be more next year as well.
Fantastic.
Another one to keep an eye out is Juno orbiting around Jupiter. Then the NASA spacecraft is continuing that for another year or more.
Cool.
So plenty to... to look out for there.
And what can we look out for at the Stardome?
Well, firstly, we're going to be closing our last open day this year. Well, sorry, day open this year will be Sunday. So we'll be closed from the 24th of December right through to the 6th of January. So reopen on the Monday, the 7th of January.
It's very similar to 95 BFM hours, actually. We're not
is that right?
We're not far off, mate.
Okay, no, that's good then.
We're synchronized. We're in sync.
Yeah. Well, in fact, our next show will be on the Tuesday the 8th, won't it?
Well, we've actually got a telescope as well here, so we're pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
I'll have to come to the studio and see what you've got.
Oh, yeah, we just did Secret Santa, and somebody might have dipped over the $10 limit with a pretty expensive telescope.
That sounds interesting.
$10 million. They got the wrong memo.
Sounds great.
Was there anything else? Anything else?
Well, we've got the school holiday program in the middle 2 weeks of January.
Yeah.
14th to 25th. It's called Dinosaurs Rock. And it's got an apostrophe in an interesting place because it's not actually about the dinosaurs, although the show is called Dinosaurs at Dusk. It's about the rock that killed the dinosaurs.
Oh.
So it's the rock of the dinosaurs' demise.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the theme of the holiday program in January. Activities, crafts, launch rockets, and then the show in the planetarium, of course. It'll be three shows, 10, 12, and 1. Be about to remind people, I guess, on the 8th, but I sort of let people know now.
Perfect. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Get those kids off your hands and into school holiday programs.
Yeah, well, before and after the holiday program, the week before and the week after, we've actually got summer shows each day. Shows at 10, 11, 1 and 2, different shows at each of those times.
Mm.
So we will have the planetarium running the week before and after the school holidays as well. So if people want to come along to those, it's easy, just phone book
Mint.
Or book online or just turn up.
Hey, Mr. David Britton, let us just say thank you very much for blowing our minds every other Tuesday, and we look forward to next year and onwards and upwards, so to speak. What's a space phrase?
Sorry?
What's a space
to the stars and beyond!
To infinity and beyond, that's Toy Story.
damn it, I honestly haven't seen it.
Don't look up and think too hard. Space.
I mean, I tell you, I appreciate talking to guys who actually do a little bit of research and, you know, aren't afraid of saying a billion something or other.
A billion?
Yeah, nah, mate. Nah. We understand that we're puny little nothings. It's okay.
Yeah, no, I've had DJs before who wouldn't utter the word billion, so...
All right. Happy holidays, mate. Take it easy.
All right, yeah, you have a wonderful summer.
Catch you on the other side.
Yeah.
Yo. Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Catch you on the other side. Actually, that's pretty much.